page 62, On the Lighter Side by Evelyn Drury. Hello, everyone. As I write this, the holiday season is in full swing. I hope this year has been a great one for each of you and that 09 will be equally good. The following story comes to me from Star Keithley, and it is one I can relate to, read, and enjoy. I often say that in our family, I'm the eyes and ears and Mike's the brains. This has proven to be so numerous times over the 20 years we've been married. A recent happening is a good example. Mike had gone to L.A. to attend the CCB conference. I drove to a park about 2 miles from our home to take a walk. We normally take 2 walks a day around some park. Mike always carries a set of keys, so I have become used to leaving my purse in the car. I was enjoying the walk, the fresh breezes, and listening to children play in the background. Almost back at our car, I realized that because Mike wasn't with me, I couldn't use his keys. That should have been no problem, since we keep an extra set and a magnetic key box under the fender near the rear tire. I wasn't able to find the key box, even though I knelt down and searched with my hand all around the area the box should have been. Finally, I decided to walk home and see if there was an extra set in my drawer. The walk was somewhat exhausting, but I finally made it home, found the extra set of house keys where they were hidden, and let myself in. I wasn't able to find an extra set of car keys anywhere. I called a locksmith who picked me up, took me to our car, and opened the door for me. Immediately, I drove to a hardware store and had a duplicate set of keys made, bought a new lockbox, and put it where the old set should have been. When Mike came home, I told him my story, then took him to the car to see where the new set was. He put his hand under the fender and said, "Okay." In such a strange way, I knew something was up. I put my hand under the fender, and there were both lockboxes, one just above the other. So who's the blind one here? Not Mike.